Hello everyone, I'm back. Steve thought he could get rid of me easily, but he had to come crawling back to me when his bronchitis flared up again. You humans are so fragile. So, welcome to episode 392 of the Lifespring Family Audio Bible. You can call me Mark. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track 1 is the Old Testament, and track 2 is the New Testament. Until Steve is able to come back to the microphone, which he hopes will be soon, we will be playing his earlier readings from the Book of Psalms. Steve won't be doing any post-reading commentary, of course, but you will still get a daily reading from God's Word, and isn't that why you listen to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible to begin with? Today we will read Psalms chapters 1 through 5. Let's listen to them from Steve's earlier recordings.
Psalms chapter 1. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of sinners, or join a group of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside streams of water that bears its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. The wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not survive the judgment, and sinners will not be in the community of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. Psalms chapter 2. Why do the nations rebel and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers conspire together against the Lord and His anointed one. Let us tear off their chains and free ourselves from their restraints. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord ridicules them. Then he speaks to them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath. I have consecrated my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will declare the Lord's decree. He said to me, "You're my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, and the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will shatter them like pottery. So now, kings, be wise. Receive instruction, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with reverential awe and rejoice with trembling. Pay homage to the Son, or he will be angry and you will perish in your rebellion, for his anger may ignite at any moment. All those who take refuge in him are happy." Psalms chapter 3. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased! Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, "There is no deliverance for him in God." Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. Selah. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Selah. Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O my God, who is right and good. You have made a way for me when I needed help. Be kind to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will you turn my honor into shame? How long will you love what is of no use and run after lies? Know that the Lord has set apart him who is godlike for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Shake with anger and do not sin. When you are on your bed, look into your hearts and be quiet. Give the gifts that are right and good and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, "Who will show us any good?" Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with more happiness than they have when there is much grain and wine. I will lie down and sleep in peace. O Lord, you alone keep me safe. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Listen to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. Yahweh, in the morning you shall hear my voice. In the morning I will lay my requests before you and will watch expectantly. For you are not a God who has pleasure in wickedness. Evil can't live with you. The arrogant shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You will destroy those who speak lies. Yahweh abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, in the abundance of your loving kindness, I will come into your house. I will bow toward your holy temple in reverence to you. Lead me, Yahweh, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their heart is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Hold them guilty, God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Thrust them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them always shout for joy because you defend them. Let them also who love your name be joyful in you, for you will bless the righteous. Yahweh, you will surround them with favor as with a shield.
Thank you for joining us today. If you would like to leave a comment or a get well message for Steve, email him at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 392.lifespringmedia.com. As I record this, I doubt that Steve will be back tomorrow, but be sure to listen to see if I'm correct. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Mac. Thank you for being here. Bye.